AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. An explosive testimony to the House committee investigating the Capitol riot. A key Trump White House aide described Donald Trump's outburst over January 6th itself and his failing bid to claim election fraud.
Cassidy Hutchinson was at the Ellipse when the president was set to address backers whom he had been told were armed. He didn't care, ordering the Secret Service to remove metal detectors and, quote, let my people in.
They're not here to hurt me. Take the effing mags away.
After the speech, the president wanted to go to the Capitol. When lead Secret Service agent Robert Engel refused, Hutchinson says a White House official told her the president lunged for his limo steering wheel. Engel grabbed his arm.
Mr. Trump then used his free hand to lunge towards Bobby Engel.
A month earlier, Hutchinson says a White House valet took her into a dining room.
There was ketchup dripping down the wall.
Attorney General Bill Barr had told the AP he'd seen no evidence of voter fraud that could have changed the election's outcome. The president had just seen the article.
And had thrown his lunch against the wall.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Today in New York, Ghislaine Maxwell was sentenced to 20 years in prison for helping the late financier Jeffrey Epstein sexually abuse teenage girls. Her attorney, Bobby Sternheim, says Maxwell will appeal.
Even before she stepped forward into this courthouse, she was being tried and convicted in the court of public opinion.
A federal appeals court allowed Tennessee's ban on abortion as early as 6 weeks into pregnancy to take effect. A judge in Texas temporarily blocked enforcement of that state's ban on virtually all abortions. 51 people have now died after being abandoned in a tractor trailer without air conditioning in the sweltering Texas heat. The Dow finished down 491 points. This is AP News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the country on Constitution Day.
Не ми почали війну. Не ми першими стріляли і не ми першими.
Zelensky says Ukrainians didn't start the war, we're not the first to shoot, and we're not the first to attack. He says we defend Ukraine, which is a sovereign, independent, democratic, social, and legal state. Taking up arms, we did not hesitate, as at a crossroads. In a video address recorded in front of the Pylyp Orlik Monument in Kiev, he added, Russian aggression shows how important it is to defend the fundamental principles that are enlisted in the Constitution. Orlik is considered to be the author of the first Ukrainian constitution that dates back to 1710. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Researchers diagnosed the degenerative brain disease CTE in a Major League Soccer player for the first time. Former Sporting Kansas City defender Scott Vermillion, Ed Donahue, AP News.